All right, what's going on? You listen to King Cam and Jubei podcast and Jubei Music Message. Let me get this light on real quick. There we are. Okay. What's going on? I'm at the house. I'm at the King Cam Castle, and you may hear sights and sounds of the fam in the background. It's Saturday. And we had a wonderful day, wonderful time. And I'm glad you guys are here. This is going to be a real life session. A lot I've been asking about the books that I read or I have read. And I want to give that to you guys. Once again, I really appreciate you guys for coming through. Shout out to the fam all over the diaspora. Goodness. I'm really appreciative all over the United States, California, New York, Texas. Shout out to the fam in Brazil, South Africa, Nigeria. Everywhere. I'm just really happy. Oh, Germany, what's going on? I'm thankful that you guys are here. But the question is, I've been asked, what kind of books do I read or I have read? Of course, I'm an Amazon affiliate, and some of the purchases, I get a percentage out of the qualifying purchases. But before I was into that, I love books. I love to read. Shoot, of course, The Lost Cities of Africa by Basil Davidson. Of course, that's what we're going through. We are currently, next week, we're going to be into chapter 8. We're not going to get into it today. I don't want to teach, but this has been a pretty interesting week, to say the least. We've been testing all week, and I had a new teacher that's been with me all week, hanging with me, learning a little bit of the trade. So, as a department chair and a mentor teacher, I do have new teachers that come in, and then I take them under my wing, and then eventually I let them fly. Okay, it was done for me. Shout out to South Oak Cliff High School that gave me my opportunity, and now I'm at DeSoto High School, and I've been there 5 years. This is my 10th year teaching, so I enjoy it. I enjoy it. And now I'm more at the point I've been blessed to where I've been able to share with others, to share my insights on how to make social studies and make history relevant. Now, and of course, some of the books that really impacted my life, of course, this is by James Cone, Martin and Malcolm, American Dream or Nightmare. This here. This is BookTube, African BookTuber, whatever you want to call it. This book here, very solid, very solid. It goes into their personality, and how their outlook in life would have been totally different if they had a different situation. For example, if what if Martin Luther King was in an isolated area, like Nebraska, Utah, and Malcolm was in a cultural incubator, like Dr. John Henry Clark would say, cultural incubator, like Atlanta. You see what I'm saying? How would their lives have been? When Malcolm said he wanted to be a lawyer, and somebody said, "Yeah, you can, let's do it," versus, you can be a carpenter and whatnot. You see what I'm saying? So that's a really good one. Of course, the destruction of black civilization, by Chancellor Williams. I got this book, was part of my honors college program at Paul Quinn College. Yes, indeed. Little old Paul Quinn College in Dallas. I was in the honors college program, and this was Miss Matthews subscribed this book to me. And yeah, life changing. You see what I'm saying? It was serious business. It talked about. See, I was most you guys are very intelligent. You guys are on it. And my thing is I didn't know about the Arab slave trade. I also focused on Britain and the West and how Portugal did Angola and them and all this. I didn't know that was happening until I got into that book, right? That's why it's important to read. Before you have a conversation, you got to read something, right? So that's good. Of course, introductions to African Civilizations, real good by John Jackson. It's a very good intro. Yeah, Lost Cities of Africa is real good, but this is good too. All right, you got to get it. You got to get it. John Jackson. It's an easy. It's a light read, but it moves. You see the movement of civilization from beginning to almost current era, and he talked about the kings before the pharaoh, the Shimshu-Heru. And which was interesting. And so I didn't know about that. So I learn something new all the time, y'all. And it's a blessing. Okay. But yeah, check it out.
Yeah, when it's like that.
Yeah. If you missed it, I did a brief book review on Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois' work on the world in Africa. Very good book, very thorough. Talks about how Africa changed the world, but he got down with the guy, get down. So these are a series of essays he wrote, and he put them all together. So it's really a great body of work. But yeah, read something, get an understanding of something, and guys, don't expect somebody to talk on the subject for you. If you know about that subject, if you know about that concept, or if it's new, you never heard anybody talk about it, get in on it, do the research, and put it out there. All right. I have done some work on East Africa and their involvement or their policy of neutrality with the Crusades. Yeah. They had the thing, what you call the Bakht Treaty, BAQT Treaty. And maybe one day I'll share some more about that. But I did. Coming up, there's a discussion on the Queen Zerditu of Ethiopia, and this is before Haile Selassie and so on. Shout out to the family in Ethiopia. I did a work on that, and this was before YouTube, this was before Wikipedia, this was before all those things, and so it was pretty interesting, mind-changing and mind-boggling information. I can grab whatever I could out here in Texas, so and I learned something new, right? What else? Let me see. I got so many books. The Black Bourgeois, man, by E. Franklin Frazier. The Black Bourgeois, a bougie, black and bougie. This here, it basically talked about how people, black affluent people, play at doing something. You wearing the mask of doing the work, but you're not really doing the work. You seen it. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Tell me about it. There's been times where, yes, we supposed to be the talented 10th, as WB would say, but then the talented 10th or so-called talented 10th get into these positions and you're not doing anything. You just solidify yourself in that position. Yeah, this was, man, it was, it's like you're playing at this, instead of doing the work of community, doing the work of social action, you just look like you're busy, but you're not doing anything, right? Good book. Yeah, let me see. What else? Yeah, let me see. Oh, I gotta do it. My grandmother gave me this book. When I say the rediscovery of ancient Egypt, she gave me this book. Man, I was young. It has all the pictures and all the diagrams. I was 12 years old. It's something, to see and something to understand to. This is not a new thing for me. This is not a new thing. Okay, this is something that I've been into African history, African American history since I was a kid. So I didn't play about that. What else? Yeah, Baba Kaaba, the Chewbacca stone. Yeah, the dealing with the creation story, the African creation story. It's pretty interesting, pretty interesting. Dealing with the whole development. We have our stories to tell, and we tell them. And so We have to hear what our ancestors have to say, but also get an understanding that we have to bring this stuff forward and modernize it, not just can't just be stuck in 2000 years ago. This is now 2024. We have to do new things. We have to move ahead, make some changes, make some adjustments.
Let me see. What else? Right here.
The Black Jacobins, okay, by C.L.R. James. This is dealing with the revolutionary period. This is the Black revolutionaries and how we were revolting in San Domingo and Toussaint. This is the how the Haitians and everybody threw hands. They say you can catch fish or catch these hands. So the Haitians and how they united and fought the French and anybody else about. So we have to understand that unity is very important, and be it peacefully or otherwise, we as a people must be unified to meet their common goal.
Right? What else? Okay. Let me see.
This one is another beloved work from I was at Paul Quinn, The Black Church and the African American Experience. Believe it or not, before a lot of things was happening, the Black Church was the, say what you want, the Black Church was the hub of social action and development. And if it wasn't for the Black churches, if it wasn't for the African American church, we wouldn't have African American communities, we wouldn't have our HBCUs, we wouldn't have none of that. You can disagree with me if you want, that's fine. But the Black Church is the reason why so many things was happening. Yes, we had some people that didn't agree. There were some people that didn't like Martin, and whatever. But yet and still, the Black Church was a cultural space where Africans in America can express themselves. They was bought and unbossed. That was the thing. And so we had our preachers and ministers that were in the forefront of the civil rights movement. I don't know what's going on about it now, but if it were not for the African American church, we wouldn't have a lot of things we have. Okay. You can, disagree with me in the comment or whatever, unsubscribe and whatnot, but that's the culture. When we got here to these United States, we had to make things our own. Okay, we had to make our sacred spaces our own. We took whatever they gave us the lemons, we gave the world lemonade, including the African American church and its and the experience. How we preached, how we taught, how we sung. We would get one song like Amazing Grace and flip it, and it is really amazing. Okay, so that's what that is. Yeah, boy. This is in Texas under their own vine and fig tree. The African American Church in the South, this dealt with Texas and the during the and many other states during the Reconstruction period. And for those who don't know, the Reconstruction period is during the time post emancipation, during from the 1865 all the way and say to 1890, where a lot of black neighborhoods and black cities were developed. And this is a play on the Bible scripture under their own vine and fig tree, which means we have our own and we're going to do our own thing. Self-determination, self-preservation, and this really illustrated that. Very good book, and there were some good pictures in here too. Oh, here's Bishop Henry McNeil Turner. Okay, this guy here, he didn't play no games. Okay, played no games. Okay, and so we had our leaders, and we could still do what we're supposed to do now. And so I'm just really want to share with you guys Some of the books I have a lot more, but and I don't want to hijack your time, but yeah, some of these books, some I have read throughout the years, and we continue to read and reread because I like reading. So I like reading African history, African American history, and somebody made a great statement that we as a culture, no matter where we are African, but yet and still. Dealing with the diaspora experience, we don't argue with, say, I forgot what's the sister name. We don't argue what when the Africans land in Haiti or Jamaica, their culture is there. Jamaica, they're Jamaican. They have their own flag and so on. It's I'm African by way of Jamaica. I'm African by way of Haiti. I'm gonna tell you this. Yes, I have my ancient history and so on. House of and Bamoun, but I am African by way of Arkansas. All right. Shout out to my family who's from Arkansas and East Texas. We as Africans in America have to embrace that too. We can't neglect our modern ancestors for our ancient ones, our grandmothers, our great grand. We can't do that. We can't. That's not fair. That's not right. We have done so many great and wonderful things these last 400 years that impacted the whole world. Music, food, clothes, everything. So you got to say that something, we do have a culture in the United States. Language, matter of fact, the vernacular in North Texas and Dallas is totally is different than Houston. That's culture. The language here in Dallas is different than, say, New Orleans or Chicago, Los Angeles. Speaking is some form of English, but the nuances and how we say things is different. That's culture. Why? Because we've been there for, say, at least 4 to 5 generations. Be it by hook or by crook, by force or finesse, here we are. Let's make the best of it. Okay, let's improve. Let's improve our communities. Let's teach school for those who are educators, continue to teach. But yeah, that's really all I had to say. But yeah, these are some of the books. Yeah, this is a good one. All right, check it out. But yeah, so this King Kamu and Jubei podcast, and Jubei means message. And today's message is books and culture. That'll be a good title. Good title. Books and culture. Embrace who you are, love who you are, and love your family. Shout out to Pan African Bookstore. Shout out to Peachy Cam and Vincent Designs. So many other great people, great and wonderful people, great and wonderful organizations. Shout out to everybody in diaspora, I'm just really thankful that you guys are here. The African History School, what's up with it? But I'm glad you guys are here. So if there's nothing else, y'all, I will talk to you guys later. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Peace.